Stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Anne McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
I know you hear me, Lord. I'm jumping and dancing here with Michael Norton. I'm so happy to be with you. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Thy Will Be Done on In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. We have a powerful program for you. Very powerful. We'll be talking about Man Up Philly. Man Up Philly today with Michael Norton, who's the VP of, I believe, Institutional Development, and I can hear you breathing, of Malvern Retreat House.
I haven't had my adenoids taken out.
But it's going to be a powerful program. But I have to tell you, friends, before we even begin to speak about Man Up Philly, what happened to me today. For the first time, I had a flat tire coming into the studio, and I said to Michael, this is going to be a powerful program. I never had a flat tire before on a leased car, but it became flat, and I pulled in, and Maureen Powers, who is the administrator of this apostolate, came in and said, you know, just take it to the gas station around the corner. And I said, oh, no, I don't have time. Michael Norton's coming. And she said, no, they'll take care of you. So I pulled around the corner thinking, Lord, I'm praying the whole time. Please help me because I have to get home in the dark. I walked in the station, which isn't a gas station. They repair cars. What is directly in front of me but a 4-foot statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus? And with all this paraphernalia all around, you know, old cars and antiques, which were beautiful, but one statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Talk about an instant answer. And soon as I walked in this little shop where the Sacred Heart of Jesus was facing me, two men walked out of the garage and said, can we help you? And I said, I have to do a radio program. And he named it. And he said, oh, I'll help you. So they put air in my tire. And wait to hear this. After the program, I'll go back. They're staying to really see what's wrong with the tire so I can get home safely. You talk about an answer to the Sacred Heart. Garrett Hill Auto, I know they're listening in the shop. They told me they're listening in the shop today.
Well, they should be listening in the shop today, and that's an amazing story, and it just then just goes to show the power of the Lord. I have to laugh at times because you never know where you're going to find people that are connected to the Lord, where you're going to find the Lord. Who would have thought that you would find the Sacred Heart of Jesus statue at Garrett Hill Motors and Garrett Hill Auto. Garrett Hill Auto.
But the best is they're listening in the garage.
Absolutely.
So, guys, if you're listening, you have to hear the whole program because Michael's talking about Man Up Philadelphia.
Right.
And if you have any opportunity to attend this event, you know, I'm just saying, when I come back, I'm going to sign you up
say
you've got to go to Man Up Philly. But today we're going to be talking about Man Up Philly. And, you know, today in preparation for the program and in praying about it, I'm thinking, wow, you know, when I was growing up, particularly in college, I remember if someone was really not acting like a man, I would say, man up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we would say that in corporate America as well.
Yep.
So, Michael Norton, what in the world is Man Up Philly, and why is it important to our listeners?
That's a great question, Ann. Thank you, and thank you for having me on the show and to give me this opportunity. Man Up Philly started, this is our 9th year, and it started, we had Cardinal Regali was still the cardinal in Philadelphia, and there's a gentleman named Eustace Mita. Remember that name because he is an amazing guy, and he's going to call in later today.
Oh, wonderful.
I have to track him down. It's like playing Where in the World is Carmen
Waldo.
Sandiego? Right, exactly, because he's all over the place. But anyway, you started this gospel reflection group for men, and I'll try to make this as long as I can. I'm kidding. I'll make it as short as I can. But you started this gospel reflection group for men, and it started with three guys meeting on one Friday a month in his office down in Eddystone, Pennsylvania, of all places. And then they decided, boy, we're really getting something out of this. Maybe we should do it every other Friday. So they started every other Friday. And then they said, you know what, I'm always confused which Friday it is. They said, let's just do it every Friday. So they've done it. This was probably maybe 15 years ago. That gospel reflection group grew from three men to now there's over 1,000 men involved in this with different gospel reflection groups taking place in New Jersey, up outside of Harrisburg, all following that same model that Eustace and the folks put together. So that has just grown and grown and grown. People come down to visit, and they say, oh, I'm going to do this up at my parish, or I'm going to put a group together there. Cardinal Regali, who Eustace was had known very well, said, we need to do something on a grander scale. So they put together a one-day, what do you want to call it, you know, fill the stadium at, I think the first one was at Cardinal O'Hara. And it was just a men's spirituality conference. And it was very, very successful. Had 1,500 men show up, and they didn't have any men were going to show up. And they had some Mike Piazza spoke and some other folks. And then they did it again the second year, and they did it up at Archbishop Ryan. And again, 1,500 men show up.
Wow!
And they're thinking, boy, we're really onto something here. And they had these great speakers. And then they said, what are we really asking the men to do? And my brother Eustace has this term. He says we have to arm up. And he says, arm up means if you're really going to serve the Lord and want to stay close to the Lord, adoration, the rosary, and Mass.
Well, it's the armor of Christ from Ephesians.
Exactly. So anyway, they said, well, okay, well, you know, so what do we call this? And someone said, we were talking about how to get more men there. And someone said, we need, you know, guys are saying, oh, I don't want to go to that. You know, it's kind of, and it's like, man up. Just as you said.
Really?
What should we call it?
Man, I love
it. Man up. And so we're asking men to come out and, you know, stand tall. Man up for your faith.
And support each other.
And support each other.
I was thinking today about years in corporate America, and of course you have those years. And again, if you're just tuning in, our special guest today is Michael Norton, VP of Institutional Development at Malvern Retreat House, and we're talking about man up. I remember, and I was thinking about the demasculinization of men through all the time that I was in corporate America, mm-hmm. and how that's impacted the masculinity of men. So you're not looking for the guys. You're not preaching to the choir. You want the guys in the garage who are listening right now.
Absolutely.
The guys in the street.
Yeah.
The professionals in the tower.
Absolutely.
And the dads at home who may have no support.
And the dads at home, and that's key. I mean, you're right. We do want your new friends down at Garrett Hill Motors, and we do want the guys that are, you know, in the corporate offices, because what we want is we want men, stand up, be proud. I'd say people, and I stole this from somebody, because creativity is nothing more than undetected plagiarism. So I stole this from somebody. But the guy stood up and he said, I'm Irish and I'm Catholic, and I'm proud of both of them. And that's what man up is. Be proud that you're Catholic. We should all be just exploding that our faith is that strong. It's nothing to be ashamed of and put into the corner. And secular society tries to do that to us.
Well, I'm thinking of that, Michael. I mean, you know more than anyone, because you work with men a lot at the retreat house, how this is happening, and men are lost.
Lost.
They're lost.
They're lost. And so this man up Philly gets there, and you're sitting there. Imagine 1,500 men. The goal is to be able to fill the Citizens Bank Park or Madison Square Garden or any big stadium that you could think of. That's the goal of Man Up Philly. And Eustace wants to take this and have Man Up Washington, Man Up New York, Man Up. But the goal is to fill these stadiums. Imagine sitting there right now, 1,500 men, and you look over, they're men just like me.
Mm-hmm.
And men just like, you know, your father or whomever, your brother, your husband. But you're seeing that they're strong in their conviction to their faith, and you all of a sudden it's like, yeah, this is great. I belong here. I feel good about it. I can express my love for the Lord without, you know, hearing all the rumblings and things. The one thing that bothered me about corporate America, and I was in it for a long time, you know, you could go into a board meeting and you could hear somebody talking about, oh, so and so is a holy roller.
Oh yes,
you know,
yes.
And nobody would say anything. And then I would say, or somebody would say, well, you know, I'm Catholic. Whoa, can't talk about that. I was like, well, wait a minute. You're talking about being the name. Why can't I?
Right.
And it's been kicked right out the door, and it has affected men tremendously. We need the guidance from the Lord. We need the guidance from St. Joseph, the best father there ever was. Devin Schott, the guy that's friendly at Malvern and talks about that. St. Joseph is the model of fatherhood. We need to be the strong father. Our children need a strong father, and the best way to be a father is to follow the ways of the Lord.
Well, tell our listeners, Michael, a little bit about first where it is and the date, and secondly, you know, are the guys just preached at from a stage? Is there prayer? Is there reconciliation? What is exactly is involved in Man Up Philly?
It is an amazing day. This year, it's on March 4th. It's down at St. Joseph's University in the Hagen Arena, and it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, 7:30 you can get in. And we start with a morning prayer. And there's a video to set the tone. Video, probably this year will be a video, Stand By Me. And it's a guy who went all around the world recording people singing the song Stand By Me. Stand by me.
We need Marty Ritalik.
We need Marty. Yeah, I'm sorry, folks. That was a little tough one to hear. But anyway, and then, you know, we have some guest speakers. We have Dr. Italy, who will be there this year. It's Marcelino D'Ambrosio. Mm-hmm. And he'll be talking about, you know, his journey. There's a break. And then there's a little bit of music, and then the next speaker comes on, and then they speak about 45 minutes, and then there's reconciliation. We'll probably have 15 to 20 priests there. What's amazing about that, Ann, the lines for reconciliation on this day are unbelievably long. It's a place where men get there, and it's like, wait a minute, you know, we talk about it. It's like, you know what, I do need this. And they go, and it's wonderful.
It's where men can be men.
It's where men can be men. And you're looking at guys, you know, I cut a pretty wide berth, as you can see. So, you know, I would say that people look at me, you know, got the beard, this and that. You know, people said, you know, you're a manly man. And someone could see someone like me standing in line. Of course, I'm dwarfed by some of these. But you're seeing real men from all walks of life in line going in to unburden their souls. So we have reconciliation. We have, this year, we have Mark Forrest, the acclaimed Irish tenor.
Wonderful.
Just a lovely
Amazing.
Voice. We are going to dim the lights in the Hagen Arena. We're going to have some candles that are lit, and Mark is going to come out for an hour and sing Irish, you know, with that beautiful
Danny
Irish.
Boy.
Well, no, he's going to be singing some of the hymns, and we're going to have adoration. 1,500 men while Mark sings songs about the love of the Lord and all this. It's going to be breathtaking. So, you know, of course we have lunch, guys. There's always lunch.
And snacks.
And snacks, exactly. Donuts, too. Yeah.
Well, I know you have an Eagles player, an ex-Eagles player.
Yeah.
Who is that?
It's a guy named Kevin Riley. Wonderful, wonderful guy. I won't tell his whole story, but you
right.
talk about a man of faith. Kevin was a linebacker. Played under our good friend Dick Vermeil,
mm-hmm.
and started having shoulder pain, and it came that he had cancer in his shoulder, and they amputated his arm at the shoulder, and there he is in the hospital room. They just cut. I mean, the entire shoulder, everything's gone, and he's thinking, what am I going to do? And the doctors are telling him, you're not going to be able to do A, B, C, D, and E. And he said, no way. Now, granted, he couldn't play football anymore, but he is a motivational speaker, and it's his story and his faith are so strong, and it's just a story of overcoming. I mean, that's, admittedly, hey, he had to be mad and had to be mad at God.
And full of despair,
but he pulled himself out of it, and he now realizes this is what he was meant to do. It's an incredible story, and I won't tell you all of it because you've got to see it.
Well, I would love to come behind the scenes.
Well, you're my guest. You come in. Yes, indeed.
But you know, we're talking about Man Up Philly, and it's on March 4th at St. Joseph's University in
right.
Hagen Hall.
Free parking.
How about admission? Is there a cost?
Well, there is a cost. It's $50, but that includes a lunch, and we have a no money back guarantee. Think of that one for a second. No money.
That sounds like my Christmas
exactly,
present.
Exactly, yeah. No, it's $50. You can register yeah. online ahead of time at www.manupphilly.com, and that's two P's in there, manupphilly.com, and you can register. We do take registrations day up, but I suggest you get your tickets ahead of time. It is general admission seating, but come on out.
Well, I hope and pray that those women who are listening will tell their husbands, their brothers, their friends. What about clergy?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because the Mass, which I hadn't gotten to, at the end of the day at 4 o'clock, Archbishop Chaput comes and says Mass. And I got to tell you that it is breathtaking, the Knights of Columbus and all of
their garb.
Oh, it's great.
It's beautiful.
The ceremony is wonderful. And those of you who know the Archbishop, he gives terrific homilies, but he doesn't mince words. And he will tell these men out there, this is what we need to do. And it's terrific. So we have the Mass. We also have the seminarians are there. Mm-hmm. They're there. We invite them to come for free. We have someone come on to talk about vocations. There's a lot of priests that will get there. We try to take care of the priests, and we also try to give them a standing ovation when we can, just offer for all the work that they're doing. But again, we've got 25 of them saying, hearing confessions, and then they can stay and listen as long as they'd like.
Well, it seems like it's a magnificent moment of community building and faith sharing right here in the Philadelphia market, which doesn't get any better. So if you're listening from New Jersey to New York to Maryland to Ohio, you can't. I don't know about Poland. We have a lot of listeners in Poland,
well,
but you can fly in.
They have flights.
They have flights.
It's worth it.
But we want you to listen to the faith formation of this magnificent event. And it's not just an event. We'll talk about this right after the special song from Marty Rotella. So get up and tell your friends to listen.
Dissolve my fear, strengthen me with joy and with peace, make my vision strong and clear, help my love to increase. I wanna be like you, Lord, I wanna be as you wish for me to be. I wanna be like you, Lord, open my eyes. Every day, let not judgment shadow my eyes. Extend your hand and guide my ways. Make my judgment good and wise. I wanna be like you, Lord. I wanna be as you wish for me to be. I wanna be like you, Lord. Open my eyes. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes to see. Well, everyone is special in your plan. Every life is sacred to you. Help us to accept the value of each life. Show us how to love the way you do. I wanna be like you, Lord. I wanna be as you wish for me to be. I wanna be like you, Lord. Open my eyes. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes to see.
If you're stuck on the Schuylkill Expressway, I'm sure that raised your spirits. I'm going to give you the phone number here if you'd like to speak with Mike directly. It's not toll free, but it's 610-527-2906. That's 610-527-2906 or 1-888-34-FAITH. 1-888-34-FAITH. If you'd like to speak to Mike about Man Up Philly or the spirituality of what's happening, he would love to speak with you. But in the meantime, we have a caller. Steve?
Yes.
Hi, you're live on the air with Mike.
All right. I wanted to talk a little bit about Man Up Philly. You know, I had heard about Man Up Philly for years, and I really hadn't paid much attention to it for a couple reasons. One, man up. I'm a man. I don't really need to be told, you know, how to be a man. I've worked my whole life trying to be a man and trying to be a better man. And the other thing is it's a men's spiritual conference, and, you know, that really isn't for me. That was kind of my thinking, and I didn't need that. You know, I had a relationship with God, and, you know, I prayed when I needed to, maybe. And approximately a year ago, my son was a senior in high school, and I asked one of his teachers, who he really respected, a great guy who's been teaching Catholic high school for 50 years, if he would sit down with my son before he went off to college and explain to him what he was going to see when he went to college.
What a great idea.
You know, leaving the home and out from under the protection of his parents. And I thought it would be a good idea for someone other than me, his dad, to tell him. He might take it a little differently from a teacher that he really respected. And the guy said, sure, I'll do that. And I ran into him a few days later, and he said, you know, I'm happy to sit down with your son, but I tell you what, why don't you, there's a guy speaking at Man Up Philly who does these things at college campuses around the country, really a great guy, and I think has a great message. Why don't you take him down there and listen to him speak? And only because of the respect that I had for this teacher, and more importantly, the respect my son had for this teacher, I agreed to do it, and I would have never gone to Man Up Philly otherwise. So we got tickets. He was the first speaker. I'd never heard of the guy before. He was the first speaker in the morning, so I told my son, we'll go down, we'll listen to him only, and then we'll get out of there so we won't spend the whole day. So we went down, heard the speaker. The guy's name is Curtis Martin.
Oh, there you
Curtis
go.
Curtis Martin, the best.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. Incredible. And, I mean, a great guy, great mission, what he's doing, and incredible speaker as well on top of it. And so we heard him speak. We mingled around a little bit before and after, and we both saw people we knew. We saw some neighbors and people that were members of our parish. And my son saw a very good friend of his who was a year older than him in high school who was involved with Curtis's program at Temple and kind of surprised him. So we both just had a really an incredible experience, and we saw people, and because of the people we saw, we had some opportunities that arose that we would have never happened because of the people we saw at Man Up Philly. And it was just really an eye-opening experience for me. Really changed the way I live. It really did, because of some of the opportunities that we saw there. And
hey, Steve.
You know, I was so skeptical before going, and so, you know, my recommendation to people is, if you're negative about it, or if you're not interested, think about it, reconsider it, and pray about it. It's really, I think it's probably something that you're not expecting.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Yeah, thank
Mike
you.
Has a question, I think.
Well, it just sounds to me, Steve, and just ask you to expand on it just a little bit. It sounds like it's a day that you're never going to forget because it was a day that you got to spend with your son. Talk about that. I mean, it's just, you know, it's so tough. I got another, we got to move on. But just tell me about
sure.
that. You know, I don't think you're ever going to forget that day.
Well, I won't. And, you know, I'm not sure what exactly transpired with my son because of that. But because he's a teenager and doesn't, you know, doesn't
they don't
speak
listen.
A lot. But I know it was positive, and I know that he's off at college, which is a scary place for kids. It's where most people step away from their faith, or it's the age where most people do it. And he's involved. He's involved in going to Mass at the Newman Center at his college.
Nice.
And it was just a really incredibly positive experience.
Well, great. Thank you, Steve, for calling in. We hope you continue to listen to In His Sign Catholic Radio, and I'm sure you'll be recruiting many people to come to Man Up Philly on March 4th. Thank you.
Make sure you seek me out, Steve, just
yes,
so we can say hello.
The guy with the beard.
Guy with the beard. Good-looking guy with the beard.
Thank you, Steve. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to give you the phone numbers again. It's 610-527-2906. That's 610-527-2906 or 1-888-34-FAITH or 1-888-34-FAITH. You know, we just heard from Steve, a personal witness of the power of Man Up Philly. Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Man Up Philly, which is March 4th, St. Joseph's University, Hagen Hall, and dynamic speakers. You've heard, many of you have heard of Kevin Riley, a former NFL player in the Philadelphia Eagles, and also Damon Clark Owens. Most of you have heard of him, an international speaker and evangelist. And Mark Forrest, wow, he's an acclaimed Irish tenor, and you will never leave after listening to this man. And of course, he's called Dr. Italy.
Right.
Marcelina D'Ambrosio, he's a New York Times best-selling author and Catholic TV host. But most importantly, you will be meeting people. If you believe that you're alone in your faith journey,
that's true.
You know, how many times do you think, I just wish I had someone to have breakfast with or a cup of coffee? You don't know what the Lord will do that day. Tell me how you inflame the hearts of the men there to speak with strangers and to form community.
Well, I think what's interesting about Man Up Philly, and you hit it earlier, and you just mentioned it again, you're going to run into people that you know, and you're going to be surprised. But, wow, I didn't know that this person was here. Or would come to that. I had no idea that they would come to this type of event. And there's an instant connection. And everybody is just, you know, we're all so nice because we're all there for the Lord.
Right.
And you hear these speakers, Curtis Martin, last year Rich Gannon, who played Rich Gannon from St.
Yes.
Joe's Prep, and then where did he go, University of Delaware, and then he was with the Oakland Raiders. And then we had the chief of police from Camden, Scott Thompson. You talk about a tough job. Come in, a man that's on fire with his faith and talked about. So when you're talking about men sharing their faith, you got to have NFL football player.
Oh, right.
You know, chief of police of one of the...
A doctor.
I mean, we've had Night Train Lane's son, Richard Lane. We've had Christopher West. We've had Mike Piazza, Hall of Fame catcher,
yeah.
Mike Piazza. Gus Lloyd.
Oh, yeah.
I have to tell you, it's not tough to get speakers to come to this thing because they know that the men that are coming there are so hungry for to hear the word. And so it's just a wonderful, wonderful day.
Well, you're listening to Thy Will Be Done. I'm Ann McGlone. I'm here with Michael Norton. And you are listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio. And we'll be back right after this.
My name is Mario Diadamo, and I have been a faithful listener to In His Sign Radio Ministry since 1990, and to Kathleen McCarthy as principal host since 2007. Hearing the witness of Kathleen and her guests has contributed greatly to my spiritual growth. They have educated me about the tenets of my Catholic faith by presenting lay and religious leaders discuss topics that help listeners create an informed Catholic conscience. I always encourage people who are in need of prayer and companionship to listen, call in, and become part of our radio listener family by joining thousands of other people praying for your intentions. I personally can attest to the power of the prayers from the ministry. Kathleen often reminds her listeners that you are never alone because the Lord is always with us. Through this Catholic radio and internet apostolate, the Lord is indeed with us in a very tangible way. Please share the good news as Kathleen takes a leap of faith and expanding to a two-hour program to reach many more people who need to experience the love of God. Thank you.
My friends, it is you who have stood lockstep with us in underpinning our apostolate by your powerful prayers and sacrificial financial giving. We have no doubt that you surely are the angels the Lord said he would send to us and we are forever grateful. These are urgent times, and we need to proclaim the truth of God's Word, which alone can set us free. And we need to bring the Lord's healing power, love, and mercy out to a world that is in such desperate need. As your local Catholic radio apostolate, we are humbled and mightily blessed to have your loyal support. For our new listeners who would be interested in joining us, we can be reached at 610-527-2906 or on the web at inhissign.com.
Well, I'm being told by Michael Norton here, as we talk about Man Up Philadelphia, it's time to buckle our seatbelts.
You got a wild man coming on.
We got a wild man coming on the line. So buckle your seatbelts, friends, and if you're driving, pull over. And if you're stirring the spaghetti at the stove, tell your husband to listen, tell your son, tell your brother, because God is a-moving in a powerful way. So we have Eustace. You are welcome. You're live on the air with the crazy Michael Norton.
I just want to say, and it's an honor and a privilege to be on the same airwaves as DJ Nappy Norton.
Hey, did I tell you this man is a wild man? Bronzini, how you doing?
All right, my broski. How are you feeling?
I'm good. Where in the world are you?
Well, let me tell you where I am. I am so excited about Man Up Philly. It's unbelievable. You know, this March 4th, and I'm sure you've been talking about it for the past half hour, but Nort, this one's going to be better than ever. As you know, next year is our 10th annual.
Right.
But to think that this came, you know, from a gospel reflection group, and now, you know, we'll have upwards of 1,700 men in the Hagen Arena. And, you know, it just shows that there's an incredible, incredible thirst, you know, to have that feeling, that nearness of the Holy Spirit and the Lord. And not everybody knows what it is, right, Nort? But they know that they're – not everybody actually knows what they're looking for, but they know they found it when they come to Man Up Philly. And, you know, I think particularly when you see the fathers with their sons or you see guys with their brothers, you know, it's just a great enlightening experience. And this year we have another killer lineup, as you know, with, you know, the Irish tenor, Mark Forrest, and obviously, one of the great Eagles of all time, Kevin Riley, and sadly had the cancer of the arm, had the arm amputated, and he also had four ribs taken out. So there's some great testimonies, some great men of faith, and we're just excited about it. We really are.
So, you and I have known each other now for 40 years, and I have to tell people, let me just digress for a second.
My eyebrows just went up. You know each other for 40 years.
40 years.
You're giving your age.
Exactly. It's been 40 years, right, Yus?
It has been 40 years, and to tell you the truth, North doesn't look a day over 40. That's why your eyebrows went up.
Well, let me tell you, when you talk about men, you know, Yus Meade, I met him when he was younger. This dude was cut like Tarzan. He was a wrestler. You know, he was into fast cars and everything. I remember the first night I met him, I was at a party in Avalon, and all of a sudden you hear this rumbling of this car. It sounded like we were in a drag race, and the guy looks up and he says, and the car had to be five blocks away, and you could hear it. And the guy says, "Here comes Yus." Now, I never knew who Yus was, right? And this guy walks in, and he's cut, and he's mad because a cop pulled him over, and he's letting everybody. You remember that, Yus?
I do remember it. It was the first time, man, I can honestly say it was a false pullover because he was pulling me over because my pipes were too loud.
Right.
You know, as Nort will tell you, back in those days, I mean, we were obviously passionate about life and passionate about having a great time. And, you know, I think, though, even with Nort and myself, there was always a love of the Lord. And we just focused that passion into our families. And, you know, I think one of the great things is we always hear this from wives. They say, "I don't know what you're doing down there at the Hagen Arena, but keep it up."
Yeah, keep on doing it.
My husband comes back, you know, he's a happier, father. He's a kinder husband. And, you know, as we all know, this is how the Holy Spirit works. I mean, it's unbelievable. And this Sunday's gospel, and you probably know this, I know North does, because we had our gospel reflection group at 7:30 this morning, 5:30 for us. 5:30 a.m. for us here in Park City.
That's what I said. The man's all over the world.
On the slopes.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So we're taking a little break here because the Lord's more important than the snow at this point. But, you know, I think Nord is the big gospel this Sunday is all about forgiveness. And I mean this.
Right.
We've heard about, you know, people haven't forgiven their brothers and cousins and friends over 20, 30 plus years. And they've come to Man Up Hill, Man Up Philly. We had, you know, we had Immaculate Ilbagiza, who wrote the book Left to Tell.
From Rwanda.
Her entire family was slaughtered in the genocide of Rwanda. And you talk about learning about forgiving, forgiving the emails that we got back, tens of hundreds of saying what a difference it made to them. So these are the kind of speakers that we have. Don Selesky, one of the great sinners of all time, better known as a Broad Street Bully.
Right.
You know, I hope you're listening, Don. He can sin with the best of them. That at one Man Up Philly, he hadn't been to confession in 30 years, and he went to Man Up Philly, and he said the relief that he had gotten, I mean, he had no idea. He said the spiritual relief that he had gotten was beyond belief, beyond belief. So it's just, I mean, it's literally changing lives. And, you know, we hope to bring it up. We've done a mock-up for Cardinal Dolan of Man Up New York and a mock-up for Cardinal Wuerl, which we're going to be delivering to both of them in April, Man Up D.C. So it's, you know, it's a spiritual men's conference in a box. But, you know, Ann, when you have macho people like Nort, you have to really have to put the bait out there to attract them.
Hey, Yus, let me ask you a question because, you know, we kid around a lot, but he's really quite humble. Yus is on the Papal Foundation. He was involved in getting the Pope to come to Philadelphia. So, I mean, he's doing a lot. Yus, did you mention Man Up Philly to the Pope? Because I know you thought about getting him here.
We did.
He's a man after my heart. I love you, Yus.
He's a wild man.
I love wild people.
Said he couldn't make it this year, but he'll look at the calendar further.
There you go. You heard it first on this radio program.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. I mean, Yus, you know, he lives this. You know, Yus, what was the you started in Eddystone. I love the story. What would with your gospel reflection group? Just tell, you know, share again. Somebody calls and wanted to have a meeting with you. What was the protocol?
Well, the fact is that, you know, because, you know, my life is you know, my sport is business. I just love what I do and have the privilege to work with a fabulous team. And so when people would ask to talk to me, you know, hey, Yus, I'd like your advice on this. Or I'd say, oh, that's great. I'll tell you what. You know what? The only time I can see is Friday morning. Let's have our meeting at 8:30. But why don't you come at 7:30? Because there's some great guys here I think you'd like to meet, and you might want their advice too. And so that's how we build up. Eddie Mearsfield, who was then president of Pack Prochi's company and then NovaCare, and Eddie tells the story. You know, he says, "Hey, you'll see some of your friends here. Just come at 7:30. We'll meet at 8:30." And Eddie says, "I'm thinking, who is he talking about here?" So he shows up. Don Selesky's there, and you know, three or four other guys, and then it just kept building and building. And we, you know, had another great friend, Dave Abel, come from Lancaster, and at that time we were printing our own little prayer books. Because what we found out in experimentation, we first met once a month, and then the guy said, this is too good, let's do it more often. Then we met every other week. The problem was, and is that the boys, they forgot which week it was. So, you know, they'd miss some. So we said, you know what, we're going to do this every week, and we're going to make it the same exact time every Friday, 7:30 to 8:30. And then the fact is, it just ballooned up. And we went from one to two to three to four. Now we have over 87, 88 gospel reflection groups meeting from here to Lancaster to Harrisburg once a week. Some are in parishes, some are in offices like ours. But ours continues to be, you know, the guys like to come back to the, you know, sometimes to the mother load. So we had last week, what, Nort? We had 40 in the room.
40 in the room.
And we had over 20, 25 on the phone. We get the ambassador consul to Monaco calls in.
It's a true story.
That's not that tough because it's 3 in the afternoon in Monaco. We have other guys who call in from California, and it's actually 4:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Wow.
So it's really been, as Nord said, it started in Eddystone, and the Holy Spirit just carried it from there. I feel privileged. I feel like I'm in the grandstand. I always say to everybody, miss a meal, but we don't miss Gospel Reflection, and we sure don't miss Man Up Philly.
No, and Man Up Philly.
You have to be there.
It grew out of the Gospel Reflection, right? Isn't that how you...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It grew out of the Gospel Reflection group. There was five, six of us back then, and the Right Reverend Monsignor Chifo. He was then Father Chifo.
Who's on the air here on Thursdays?
Yeah.
I know he is. And he was promoted. Rumor has it he was promoted to Monsignor because it was the Gospel Reflection group where he told His Eminence Cardinal Ragai about it, and His Eminence said, you know, let's get together and meet. And it was His Eminence who said, would you guys start this Gospel Reflection group? Or, I'm sorry, start this men's spiritual conference. And, you know, we said, sure, absolutely, Eminence. You know, we would love to do it. And the first year we had it at O'Hara, and I believe we had like 800-900 men. And then we outgrew O'Hara. We had to have it at Ryan. And then we outgrew Ryan, and now we're at the Hagen Arena. And our dream is to fill the Wachovia Center.
No, you will.
Yep.
We want to outdo the Wing Bowl.
the
Wing Bowl.
Yeah, actually, we want to outdo the Wing Bowl and have it the same weekend, the same time, so we can replace the Wing Bowl.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
What is your vision for the future from the moment you had the mustard seed, the Lord gave you the mustard seed? What is your vision going forth? What do you see besides a larger stadium or venue?
We know, and that's a great question. And DJ Nappy Norton and I have talked about it, you know, along with, you know, the other guys involved in Man Up. And our vision is this. We said if we can grow the Gospel Reflection groups the way we could, over 1,000 men in the, you know, in the tri-state area, what if? Why not take Man Up? You know, like we said, Man Up New York, Man Up D.C., Man Up Seattle, Man Up Chicago. So that's really our vision. And because I have the honor, and I say this in all humility, of being on the board of the Papal Foundation, most of the cardinals in the U.S. are on that board. So we meet twice a year, and we're talking about that now. We're talking about, so that would be the real dream and vision, because Sunday Mass isn't enough. We're living in a broken and wounded world. We know that. There's so many distractions: iPod, iPhone, iPad. And men need something else. They need to be fed. They're starving out there, and they don't even know what they're starving for. But the fact is, once they come to our Lord, they're like, wow, you know, I'd like a drink of it every week, every day if I can. And so that's what our vision is.
It's a very powerful vision. And again, we're speaking about Man Up Philadelphia, March 4th. St. Joseph's University, the Hagen Arena, and you can visit manupphilly.com for more information and to register. An all-star lineup. And again, if you're the guys in the garage who started this program,
right,
who are listening to this program for the first time, you are invited. If you're the priest in the rectory or the seminarian, if you're the dad at the desk or on the highway in a dump truck, it doesn't matter. You are welcome. You are welcome. You do not have to be the perfect man. God is calling all of His men to
right.
this very special day.
Right. So, Eustace, I know you're out there on the slopes.
On the slopes.
So I'm going to cut you loose, my brother. But thank you for taking the time off of the slopes to give us a call. I will say that Eustace did share with me that every year the first date that his wife puts on the calendar is Man Up Philly.
Oh.
Right, Eustace? She wants to make sure you get that, right?
That's exactly right. She wants to make sure I get there. And one last point on what Ann said, I'd like to, and that is everybody's invited, and it's for the sinners. If it wasn't, then Norton and I wouldn't have been able to go the last 9 years.
True that.
Believe me, you know, no matter who you are, whether you work with your hands or your brain or your feet, you know, our Lord wants you. He's calling you. He's looking for you. If you can hear us, whoever out on the airwaves, there's somebody looking for you, or you wouldn't be hearing this message today. And His name is Jesus, and you will see how Jesus works. God bless you all. Have a great and wonderful weekend. Ann and DJ Nappy North, thank you so much for having me on this afternoon.
Well, God bless
right
you.
Right on, my brother. I love you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Love you. All the best.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I told you he's a wild man.
Okay, DJ what?
Nappy Nort.
Why is Nappy Nort? What's Nappy
Nort? Who knows?
Nort?
He speaks his own language. You know what I mean? I mean, I told you, the man is a wild man. And he was tame today. But just, you know, full of energy, full of the Lord. You know, he's been on some of the biggest boards, you know, Roger Penske. He's owned businesses around the world. And the man is just solely devoted to the Lord, he tells a story. I laugh because I've known him for so long, but he said, you know, I was always praying for humility, and a developer is what he does. He builds these very, very. He's in the hotel business now. He owns the Iacona down in Diamond Beach and the Golden Inn in Avalon, and he's building one in doing one in Cape May. But anyway, you know, business came to a crashing halt in 2010, and he says, I remember praying to the Lord before that, you know, Lord, things are going well, keep me humble. He said, I think I said humble because I got humiliated. he said, maybe.
It's true.
Yeah.
You pray, the Lord hears you.
Yeah, exactly. He said, so I need to make sure, don't ask to be humiliated, ask to be humble. But just a great guy. Wonderful, wonderful family, wonderful wife, all from around the Philadelphia area. And he's the one that is the put this on the launching pad, Man Up Philly on the launching pad, and lit the fuse.
I would love the opportunity for him to come into the studio and share his personal testimony with you here. What's your nickname?
It's DJ Nappy Nort. you know, he could be, you know, I call him Bronzini. You know, he's my Italian brother here from The Godfather, and he's just a lovable, lovable, wonderful man.
Well, again, we're talking about Man Up Philadelphia. When is it?
It is March 4th, and you can get there at 7:30. There'll be coffee. There's usually donuts, although one of the problems that I always have with that is I give up sweets and peanut butter for Lent, and it always seems to be...
Sweets and peanut butter.
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, you got to give up. I mean, you know, people say, how much of a struggle is that? I said, that's a struggle, you know, but I get there, there's all these donuts, and it's Lent, but I stay true to it. There's lunch. Come on out to the arena, 7:30. You can get there, free parking at St. Joe's. Reconciliation, adoration, mass, and a great lineup of men just talking things that men can relate to in terms of the Lord. So it's worth the price of admission.
Look, I'm going to extend an invitation to those who feel like they're stuck in the mud today. So maybe you're a guy listening, or you're the wife or girlfriend, and you're thinking, I really want my husband or my boyfriend or my brother to go, and I don't know how to get them there. What's your suggestion?
Well, it's interesting that you bring up the wife or the girlfriend because, you know, a lot of us men, I'll speak for myself, you know, we are a little hesitant to go to things. So, ladies, if you're out there listening, invite your husband to go. Let him know that it's something that you would like. And I have to tell you guys, it's a great gift to give to your wife to know that you're going there to spend time with the Lord. You will come back changed. Invite your son. Or if you're the son, we talk to the high school students and ask them, invite your dad. Spend the day with your father, with the Lord. It's incredible. But it's just something that, ladies, register your husband. Go online at www.manupphilly.com and register your husband. Give him the ticket. Say, here.
As a gift.
As a gift. Exactly right. It's a wonderful gift. Daughters, you know, do that. Fathers, you know, for your son. It is a gift. I'm telling you that it's going to change. And we've had you know, Steve Colin, it changed his life. I have to share with you that when I reconciled with the church and Eustace, you know, outed me as a sinner, you know, and I was a sinner, but I reconciled with the church many, 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 many years ago. And I remember going to do my confession. I hadn't been to confession in 20 years. And the priest, I said this to the priest, and he says to me, oh boy, he said, you know what, how about we just do a general confession? You don't need to list all those sins. And I had a list of, you know, I mean, it was trailing into the parking lot. And at the time, I thought, that's great. But some of the sins that I had committed haunted me. And I go to Man Up Philly. Now, I'm back in the church 15, 20 years. I go to Man Up Philly, and I had been to confession. I go to Man Up Philly. And these sins back from when I was, I'm in recovery. I was a very poor drinker. I'd break out in spots like Las Vegas or jail. So you can imagine some of the sins that I had. But I'm there and they're talking about reconciliation. And I went up to this priest and I said, Father, I reconciled with the church 20 plus years ago, but I wasn't given the opportunity to really name my sins. And he said, all right, well, let's do it. And I was probably in there 45 minutes, but he let me name and tell him every sin, and the weight that was lifted off of me, because those sins, A, I identified them, and B, they became real, and C, I was absolved.
Wow.
You can do that at Man Up Philly.
Well, it's safety.
Absolutely.
It's safety,
yep,
in numbers. And if you're listening and you do not know a person and you're thinking, I don't want to go alone, you know, absolutely, the Lord will present a friend for you. So we have another caller.
Just ask for Nort.
Just ask for Nort. Hello, Raymond?
Yes.
You're live on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. This is the program talking a little bit about the Man Up Conference.
You got it. We have Michael Norton here. And how could we help you?
Well, I think it's a great program. We attended last year as an exhibitor. And to be honest with you, I'm going this time as an attendee because I missed a lot of the conference.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so we did get some things out of it. We met some really interesting people. I joined a group of men, a prayer group, as a result of just the interface last year.
Beautiful.
But now that I'm involved in some other groups that are seriously supporting this, I thought I really want to immerse myself into the speakers and to really, you know, mingling with some of the other folks there. So we're going to be there front and center. I think this is what we need more than a lot that's going on right now in the church, is to really sort of inculcate it at the grassroots level, men that are willing to put their faith on the line.
You know, that's a great title for a future Man Up, putting your faith on the line.
Putting your faith on the line, it is, yeah.
And putting your faith on the line.
Yeah.
And guess what? There's no charge for that at all.
There's no charge, Raymond. That's right.
Well, Raymond, I'm delighted that you've are coming from the area where the vendors are into here, the speakers. And I think, as you said, hopefully whatever you were representing last year, somebody will be there again. I think it's a good place to show some stuff, but you're going to get a lot out of this, and I think you hit the nail on the head, and I think you could feel the pull even from the other room. You could feel the pull of the power there.
Yeah, well, we're involved in a social enterprise called A Better World, so we're all about basically improving things, and I think that you know, everybody basically should be looking at this as an opportunity to really engage in how do I really immerse myself into a day of prayer and with fellow Catholic men, and it's all good. It's all good right now. I think it's really needed. So I think it's a great time. It's a great name for the conference, by the way. Man Up is a terrific
Love
way
it.
Of putting
yeah.
it.
Love
yeah,
it.
It's wonderful. So let's do this because I'm up against it. But Ray, when you get there, I'm running around with a name tag on. I'd like to, you know, meet you face to face. I'd like to introduce you to Yus also, because he likes to. I think he's going to want to hear your stories. I know he's out on the slope, so he's probably not hearing it now. But look me up, Nort. Everybody, will,
Norton.
Yeah,
everybody,
just N-O-R-T. Say Nort.
Nort.
Yeah, it's
you,
the.
You might not remember. We chatted this morning. I saw you the other night at the Legatus meeting. So we.
Oh, it's that Ray.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, welcome, Ray.
I'm last night with Ray at Legatus.
Right.
I'm this morning with Ray at Gospel Reflection
yeah.
that we've just met, and I said, Ray, we show up one more place, you're going to start talking about us. But
I'm already keeping this conversation from my wife.
There you go. Great.
Well, thanks
thank for
you
calling
so
in,
much,
Ray.
And be
I'll
sure
look
you
forward to seeing you and you and some of the other folks from the group there.
Great.
All right. Thank
thanks,
you for
Ray.
Calling
God
in,
bless.
Ray.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Very powerful program. There you go. We're up against the clock already. And you know what? Before I even forget, the reason we're here is the gift of Kathleen McCarthy and this radio network in his sign, Catholic Radio Network. By the way, they will be celebrating their 40th anniversary this year.
My
Can you imagine
Lord.
40 consecutive years, founded by Dominic Lethierry, and now with Kathleen McCarthy as the head, and it's Sunday, April 30th, from 1:30 to 5:30 at where?
At the Malvern Retreat House, 315 South Warren Avenue in Malvern. If you've had the opportunity to hear Kathy, you know how wonderful she is. If you haven't, really, you talk about a special, special gift from God, Kathleen McCarthy.
Proclaiming Christ through the Catholic Radio. We're here as a gift because of people like you who listen and support this amazing network, which, by the way, is on AM radio, but it goes around the world on the internet.
Well, as they used to say in the radio days, tune into 800 AM, tune it in, and rip off the knob.
He's perfectly fine. He's perfectly fine. He's getting more revved up as we go on. We could do another hour and a half. But Man Up Philly is full of this dynamic energy of the Holy Spirit. And we hope you attend and find out again. How would they find out about this? It's Man Up. How do you spell it?
It's Man Up. It's MANUP.
Right.
PHILLY, manupphilly.com. Come onto the website. You have bios of the speakers, ticket information, directions, everything you need. So please, yeah, come on out to Man Up Philly. You'll be glad that you did.
Well, I wish we had a Women Up Philly.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Start one.
Oh, like.
Yeah, like you have time. Right. I forgot who I'm talking to.
Okay, at 2 a.m.
Yeah, hobby. 2 a.m. No,
but
no,
I was
no.
thinking, why don't we have, I know we have women's conferences.
We do, but we don't
this
have.
This is different.
This is different.
This has a unique,
yeah.
So Holy Spirit, just raise up the right person, because we've seen women and men marching in the streets for all the wrong reasons.
Yep.
So we want Man Up Philly to be very successful for people to march in the arena. It's not an arena. It's a, what is
it? It is.
This?
It's the arena. It's where,
it?
It's where St. Joe's basketball team plays. It's
Hagen.
Hagen Arena.
At St.
Yep.
Joseph's University.
Yeah.
So let's pray right now. Michael Norton, thank you for being with us discussing Man Up Philly. Let us pray for all those who are listening, or even a replay of this broadcast, for them to be touched by the Lord.
Okay.
Lord Jesus, we just ask right now through the power of the Holy Spirit that all those listening today were seated by you, the Holy Spirit, seated to be invited to this event, a life-changing event. We know that nothing is a mistake. So if you're tuning in, God called you to tune in today. We thank you and praise you for all the work that Michael Norton is doing behind the scenes to promote this and living it. It's not just an event. It's a lifestyle.
Can a brother get an amen on that one?
You got an amen.
All right,
you
baby.
Got an amen. So continue the prayer, Michael.
Well, I would like to pray, folks. We know that there's so many of us out there that are wounded. And we pray, Lord, for your guidance and your love. And when they are wounded, Lord, and your light to shine. And we ask that they go to the light. Ask that they can heal their wounds and find a place and fill their hearts with love, with your love and your spirit. And ask that the Blessed Mother, when we seek the Blessed Mother, that she guides us to you and to your love.
In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me in. I'll be here anytime, baby.
All right.
She's a wild woman.
God bless you. Until next week.